I had a very busy post office. I'm not ashamed to tell you, I had a very good income of between 20 and 30,000 a year. I worked very hard for it. I looked after my customers.
And did you know a lot of your customers by name?
I knew everybody. Having been a postman as well for many, many years on Anglesey, people used to come and have a personal touch, if you like.
Did they tell you stuff?
Yes, and having dabbed a bit in local council, you get to know their personal life and you try to help them.
What happened? What was the first sign for you there was trouble?
Oh, I did have trouble over about 12 months, actually. And the last 6 months it went worse.
And what was the problem?
The problem was, when you came to balancing, you just couldn't balance. And it was going at the rate, in the end, of about £2,000-£3,000 a week.
And were you trying to balance, you know more about this than me, was that something you would do every day or every week?
Every week.
Right.
Every Wednesday of every week.
And this wasn't your own personal books, you weren't filling in a ledger, this was the computer system?
This was a computer system. And in the end, it landed up, I was convicted on the basis that I'd false accounted for over £50,000.
They thought you'd stolen it?
Yes. But when it came to the court case, they dropped the theft very, very quickly and just went for the false accounting.
You went to jail?
Yes. I went to... Well, in the beginning, I went to Walton. And that was... if they say... what do you call it? Prisons are a very good place. They're bloody well not. I was lucky. I only had 8 days there. And they sent me to the open prison in Kirkham. I managed to get a job in the greenhouses there, and time went very, very quickly afterwards.
But Noel, I'm guessing for you that wasn't really the problem, the passing of time. You'd been branded a criminal.
Yes. That's what got me, you see.
What about all your friends and all your customers?
They've been very good. I've had great support from... everybody, really. You know, friends, neighbours, family.
The post office still says it's confident about this computer system. It's still happy with it.
Well, it would say, wouldn't it?
And as for you, Noel, are you confident you didn't make a lot of mistakes?
Yes. I can't say I didn't make mistakes, but I can tell you with it in my hand and my heart that I didn't take the money. It was just there, and where it's gone, that's what I'd like to know.
What effect has this had on you?
Big effect, because I was declared bankrupt. My pension, my solicitor managed to save that, and the post office are paying my pension, but they took my private pensions away.
What would you like to happen? What's a successful outcome for you?
Not for me myself, but for the rest of these people, to be quite honest with you, because, it's ruined their lives, isn't it? You know, if you pilfer off the Royal Mail, well, you need to be punished. But if you find a system like this that seems to be going wrong, well, something's got to happen and something's got to find out what's happening.
But, Noel, if you're correct... And obviously the post office has a different view of this. But if you're right, then you have been made bankrupt. You've lost almost everything.
Yes.
You've been to jail.
Yes.
Over a computer mistake.
Yes.
What do you want from them?
Hopefully, we can get justice for everybody.